Ask an Atheist. A couple of months ago, the Todd Stiefel Foundation teamed up with Foundation Beyond Belief to raise money for the Relay for Life, the signature annual fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. Collectively, they put together $250,000 in matching funds and also coordinated with a number of national atheist organizations to raise even more money. The American Cancer Society initially accepted their application to become a national fundraising team to raise money in the fight against cancer, but gradually the answer became no. The American Cancer Society is now saying they've pulled sponsorship from all of their non-corporate teams, despite still maintaining teams for several non-profits, including Girl Scouts of America, Sigma Alpha Lambda, and Demolay International. This has led many to the conclusion that the American Cancer Society is acting out of a prejudice and wants to distance itself from donations from atheists and non-believer organizations. This has been documented extensively by Greta Christina on Alternet and by Hemant Mehta on the Friendly Atheist blog. For the past week, the American Cancer Society Facebook page has been inundated by hundreds of angry and frustrated atheists and supporters demanding an explanation. We have contacted the American Society, and we received a response for them. This is Ask an Atheist. Our phone number is 253-584-1480. And with me today is, as usual, Mike Gillis.
Hey.
And Scott Leopold.
Howdy.
Now, to start, I will read the statement we received from the American Cancer Society in full and without comment. The American Cancer Society did not turn down a $250,000 donation from Foundation Beyond Belief. Todd Stiefel, a humanist philanthropist and supporter of Foundation Beyond Belief, offered a $250,000 matching gift in 2012 if Foundation Beyond Belief teams could raise that much money at the 2012 Relay events. In 2011, Foundation Beyond Belief had one team participate in Relay for Life. The matching gift offer from Todd Stiefel was dependent on his and the Foundation Beyond Belief's request to become a Relay for Life national team partner as part of Relay's national team partner program for clubs and organizations. The American Cancer Society eliminated the national team partner program for clubs and organizations program at the end of our fiscal year, August 31st, 2011, in order to put more resources into community-based efforts. We have notified the former clubs and organizations, which were national team partners, of this decision, and we are working with each of them to ensure their continued participation in Relay for Life and the Society's mission. For this reason, we respectfully but regretfully declined Todd Stiefel's and the Foundation Beyond Belief's request to become national team partners. The Society maintains a national team partner program for commercial entities. We do not have a national team partner program for youth organizations. We do have some existing relationships with nationally recognized youth academic, honorary, and fraternal organizations. Collegiate university student groups are welcome to participate in Relay for Life through collegiate relays or community relays across the country. Our representative offered alternatives to the national team partner program that are consistent with the way Relay for Life is working with other clubs and organizations across the country that do not meet the criteria of the national team program. Our representative encouraged participation by Foundation Beyond Belief and Relay for Life at the community level and offered to make introductions to local relay events and communities wherever the foundation has affiliates across the country. The society has similar working relationships with many clubs and organizations nationwide. There are some recognition benefits available to commercial organizations who are national team partners that are not available to clubs, organizations, or similar groups. We regret profoundly that some people may feel offended that the Foundation Beyond Belief would not be eligible to take advantage of those benefits. We have remained committed to discussing with Todd Stiefel and the Foundation Beyond Belief ways in which we can work together. We have and continue to encourage the group's participation in Relay for Life. We are grateful for Mr. Stiefel's and the Foundation's interest in saving lives from cancer. In managing Relay for Life with thousands of community events and millions of passionate participants nationwide, we strive to deal fairly and consistently with everyone. We received this from Judy Fortin, the National Director of Media Relations at the American Cancer Society. Ask an Atheist finds this statement contradictory, false to fact, and patently ridiculous. For the rest of this hour, we will attempt to establish why.
And we're joined now by Todd Stiefel, the man who offered to make that $250,000 donation. Todd, are you satisfied with the response from the American Cancer Society?
Okay. Apparently we're having some trouble. If we could call him back and get him back on the phone, that would be good.
But yeah, this has been something where what we're looking at is we have a donor who, through his foundation and with the Foundation Beyond Belief, is wanting to make $250,000 donation to the American Cancer Society.
Yes.
I mean, that's big money.
That is significant money. That pays for researchers, that pays for research, that pays for other fundraising events. That's not small dollars.
I mean, any amount of dollars shouldn't be treated like small dollars when we're talking about charity. We're talking about free money that's coming through to do something that we all agree is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we all agree that curing cancer is a good thing. I don't think you'll find anybody who will take the opposite position on that. And it seems like we actually have Todd back on the line. Todd, Are you satisfied with the response that we've gotten from the American Cancer Society today?
No, I'm not satisfied at all. As a matter of fact, I'm actually even more upset. I am kind of shocked at the way they've handled this whole thing from the beginning, but even more shocked with the new turn of events since the article came out on Alternet.
Right.
So what exactly happened here?
Where would you like me to begin?
Start at the beginning. Give us step by step. They gave us their version of events in this response, the statement that they released. Give us your side.
Sure. So this started quite some time ago, and they originally agreed to give us a national team. And the offer was to my family was going to donate $250,000 in a form of a matching challenge. So every dollar generated from a atheist and humanist national team would be matched dollar for dollar through to the American Cancer Society, with the goal to raise $500,000 in our first year, and additional goal of making this a continuing project that we would do year after year, and just trying to do something great on multiple fronts, really trying to raise money for a fantastic cause, and also just trying to rally free thinkers around the country to get out there and do something good and show other people that we do good deeds and we do charity work just like they do, and kind of break down some stereotypes. So American Cancer Society agreed to do this, and then I aligned with Foundation Beyond Belief, and we were going to do it under their name, which they also agreed to. And then the deadline for the signing up of a team was supposed to be September 1st of this year. And I noticed they kind of stopped communicating very well back in about May, which made me suspicious. But then they stopped communicating altogether come, like, starting in mid-July.
Was there any clues that the communication was going to be cut off before that point, or did it just sort of just trail off and then stop?
No, it just kind of trailed off, and then, like, you know, either they wouldn't return calls, or they would be, like, one-sentence responses to emails, like, oh, don't worry about that, and kind of blowing off things. And so as the deadline was approaching, I started getting nervous. Like, wait a minute, we're supposed to get this team registered. Why am I not hearing back from them? And that's when it got cut off completely. Like, I left messages for Rule Johnson. He did not return them. I phone messages, emails, couldn't get a hold of the guy. And finally, it was actually a local person here who called me to thank me for being a donor to Relay for Life here in Raleigh. And I told her, I was like, what's going on? Why aren't your nationals calling me back? And she was the one who facilitated the call with Rule. And actually, she was the one who, instead of him calling me, he just sent me this email basically saying, you know, well, sorry, we are eliminating our non-corporate national team program. And that's gone, and yeah, thanks, and I hope you stay involved locally.
Yeah, there's a lot of shady things in that. The first one being that you're talking about a long correspondence here. We're talking about going back to May at least. You mentioned May. And they're talking about cutting out non-corporate sponsored teams on August 31st. So we're talking months in advance. And then when the changeover happened, they didn't even tell you this. Without telling you, they just swapped it over to a local group?
Yeah, I had been in touch with them for a year about this concept, and there was no indication there was a problem at all.
Right.
Everything was fine, and then all of a sudden, all radio contact, you know, in July, they said we were still on, everything was fine, we still had our team, and then all of a sudden, contact disappears, and I just get this, like, kind of terse email saying, basically, go away, and we hope you stay involved at a local level.
Was there any indication before the go-away email that they were phasing out anything?
No, nothing whatsoever. And my problem with that email was kind of two key things. One was it made no mention of this matching gift.
Like, right.
If you're a development person in a nonprofit organization or a vice president, which Rule Johnson is, you're going to do everything in your power to get the money, unless you don't want the money for some reason.
It's hard to believe.
Absolutely no mention of the matching challenge at all. It was completely ignored, like it was completely unwanted.
It's unbelievable. It seems like they were planning to just not respond, and one can't help but feel that there has to be something to do with the fact that this is a non-theistic organization, atheist organization, and they didn't want to announce mention that. And in all of their responses, I haven't seen that addressed directly.
You know, they talk about they're fair to everyone, but the record is that they're not. And now they're just being completely dishonest, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And
appears to be a lot of revisionist history going on here. And like one of the things that really struck my eye as the other organizations that were participating, one of which is Demolay International, which isn't necessarily a religious organization, but requires its membership to be religious.
Yeah, and I don't even know if American Cancer Society knows that, and to me that doesn't even really matter. What matters is, so they show no interest in getting this matching challenge, and then they eliminate the non-corporate program. They had three national team programs, or team programs with teams on a nationwide basis where they would track their performance. And one was the corporate program, one was the non-corporate program, and one was the youth partners program. And we were trying to get into the non-corporate program originally. Well, they just wrote this email, well, we're eliminating that. Sorry, you know, bye. No thank you for, you know, the matching gift, no attempt to gain it, and really no proposal for an alternative to how they could get that matching gift money. And so at that point, I instantly became enormously suspicious that there's something fishy going on, obviously. And so I pushed to get a call with this guy and was able to talk to him on the phone. And so I asked him, I was like, well, can't we have a corporate team? Because Foundation Beyond Belief is a 501c3 corporation.
No.
Well, why can't we have one? How does that hurt you? You know, we're trying to raise money for you. It's just our decision, okay? That's it.
It's just our decision, that's it?
Yeah. Literally, that's what he said. He's like, Todd, it's our decision. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Okay, we're trying to raise you money and you're blocking us out.
I like when people use these red tape arguments, but it's their red tape. It just sounds disingenuous.
Insert red tape here, conveniently. So then I decided to actually I baited them a little bit intentionally. And I said, tell me about this youth partner program you guys have. And he starts getting excited. He's like, oh, you know, this is a program that's really advancing. He used the word advancing because I immediately wrote it down on my notes as he was talking. And I go, it's advancing, and it's really exciting. It's great. I said, wow, that's interesting. Because we actually have the Foundation Beyond Belief in this program. We have an alliance with several of the other groups in the free thought movement, including groups representing 400 secular student groups around the country. And so, since we can't have a non-corporate team, we'd like to do a youth partner program team at a national level instead.
Oh, so what did that do to his tone?
No, you can't do that. And then, to get the part, no, you can't. We're de-emphasizing that. I'm like,
so you're just single-handedly killing every team they have by wanting to be a part of it.
Well, that's what they're doing, which is insane. So, yeah, they're like, you can't have it. We're de-emphasizing it. Are you advancing it, or are you de-emphasizing it? Which is it?
He sounded pretty excited about it just a second ago, too.
Yeah, he did sound really excited, which I did to him on purpose, because I figured he'd get excited until I asked for the team. And then so he blew it off completely, at which point, to me, it was clear they weren't planning on being equal in any way. This youth partners program has a variety of nonprofit organizations in there, including Demolay, including two different student honor society, a technology student association, all these student groups, which are actually much smaller in terms of number of chapters than what we were bringing to the table.
Right.
And so why don't they want to work with us? So there was an article that came out online, I believe it was in the Christian Nation or a Christian magazine, actually.
Oh, yes, I saw that one.
Christian Century, it might have been. So anyway, that one was really good, and it summarized most of the points pretty well, except it didn't really hit at all on the fact that there's nonprofit teams in their youth partner program, and that they denied us that, even though they do it with these other groups.
Yeah.
Now, what was interesting, though, is that Greta Christina then had this article come out in Alternate, and she did hammer on that point. Like, wait a minute, you're doing it with, you're doing national teams and national partnerships whatever way they want to phrase it, with these other nonprofits, why won't you do it with foundation-bound belief? And that's when it gets really crazy. Because since that article came out a week ago, American Cancer Society started removing from their website all references to these other nonprofits and is now issuing statements saying, effective August 31st, we decided we wouldn't have any national teams with other nonprofits or clubs. That's completely untrue.
Yeah, it seems like they're playing revisionist history here, where they're pulling links to the pages that list the participants, but from the participants' perspective, they're still involved. All indications show that they're still involved in the Relay for Life program, and the links so that people can go to the administrative interfaces of the Relay for Life program are still there.
Yeah, you can direct link to the evidence that these are still involved in the program, but they've taken the links to those pages off of their site.
Right. And I know they did it since the Greta Christina article, because I went through the links to send her some of the information she used. And I was prepping for a radio interview the other day, and I went to go back to pull up the Youth Partners teams, and they were gone. I was like, whoa, where did the links go? And I had to go dig the URL that I sent to Greta from my sent inbox to be able to hunt them down again.
Yeah.
And so they clearly, as a reaction, and now their current statements are saying things like, oh, well, we don't do these programs with youth groups anymore. And it's just not true.
This is Ask an Atheist, 253-584. Thank you, Todd. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're talking about the American Cancer Society and the fact that they won't take our money. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
October 21st. It's the end of the world. Atheists will be huddled in the darkness. With Kirk Cameron.
Join Seattle Atheists as we celebrate the end of our successful rapture relief campaign to benefit Camp Quest and to remind people that atheists care.
We scored the rights to Left Behind, and we'd like you to come laugh at it with us on October 22nd in downtown Seattle.
Talking during the movie is highly encouraged.
Go to seattleatheist.org and click Meetup.
Tacoma Telematics wants to help you connect with your clients. We can give you a top-notch web presence. Tacoma Telematics can take your website to the next level and make it an essential part of your business marketing, but that's not all. Want VoIP? We've got it, bringing large corporation phone systems capability at mom-and-pop prices. We build intuitive interfaces to help you manage your resources quickly and efficiently. Take advantage of our holistic approach to make your business communications succeed effortlessly. At Tacoma Telematics, we're committed to personal and professional integrity, open communication, and long-term relationships. See us at TacomaTelematics.com.
Secular humanism is a non-theistic view of the universe built on a foundation of reason, science, and democracy. Humanists support intellectual freedom and critical thinking, and we hold that human beings are autonomous centers of moral development. The Humanists of Washington is the oldest humanist organization in the state and offers a community of free thinkers who educate the public and celebrate life. For information on how you can be a part of the humanist activities in the Puget Sound area, become a member of the Humanists of Washington today. Visit humanistsofwashington.org.
You can advertise on Ask an Atheist on the radio, on our website, and in our podcast. People just like you who have the same interests are listening right now, just like you are, and thousands will download this podcast and listen to it later. If you have a product, service, or idea to sell, people here in the Pacific Northwest and people around the world, thousands will hear your message. Let us help you sell your product, service, or idea. Contact us at advertising@askanatheist.tv. That's advertising@askanatheist.tv.
Welcome back to Ask an Atheist, 253-584-1480. And if you'd like to talk to us about the American Cancer Society and their problems with the Relay for Life program, feel free to give us a call. With us is Todd Stiefel from the Todd Stiefel Foundation, who is one of the organizations involved with the American Cancer Society problem.
Yeah, this is kind of a crazy situation. And what I'm seeing here is a lot of runaround, a lot of people who simply don't want to give a straight answer here, and I'm running out of benefit of the doubt here. I'm running out of a lot of ways that I could offer these people a serious, you know, I guess you could say flattering explanation for the way that they're acting.
Okay, Todd, are you back with us?
I am.
Okay, so what do you think I think it's pretty obvious to us why these organizations aren't willing to work with us, but I really you know, I can speculate, but you're at the center of it all. Is it really because we're a non-theistic organization that they won't talk to us?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they're doing this. I certainly have my suspicions, and that's really the only explanation I'm able to come up with at this point for why they seem so disinterested in the money. I do think it's particularly bizarre, some of the courses of action and the great lengths they're taking. One interesting piece that really hasn't come out too much yet is I got contacted by one of the other youth partner groups this week who I haven't gotten their permission to release which one of the six it is. But so I got, they contacted me all upset with what's going on. And it so in my first conversation with them, they're more just kind of upset about it and wondering what's going on. And guess what? So the American Cancer Society statement you guys said that effective August 31st, they eliminated working with all clubs and organizations. It was done as of then, right. Even though their website didn't, even though their website was updated September 1st and included those things until last week. So they're wondering what's going on. No one notified them. They had no idea there was an issue. They had no idea the American Cancer Society might not want to work with them anymore. So ACS did not contact them. That is completely untrue from the American Cancer Society's recent statement, which is false.
I think there's a pretty clear indication why, you know, what's going on here. And now joining us is Hemant Mehta, who writes the Friendly Atheist blog on Papios, is the author of I Sold My Soul on eBay, and is the chair of Foundation Beyond Belief. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good.
So,
how are you?
Doing great. So, Hemant, I'm looking at this situation. You're writing a lot about this. Is this a case of prejudice, or is it just a big misunderstanding?
Man, I would love to believe it's a huge case of misunderstanding, but they're not helping the case at all. They just keep hiding information. They keep saying that they acted on the stuff like Todd is saying. And then, you know, all the evidence points to the fact that they're not doing any of the stuff that they're saying they did. You know, there's evidence for a lot of the stuff, like that some of the organizations are still allowed to have national teams. Like Todd said, they haven't been notified that the American Cancer Society doesn't want them. I mean, my own belief is that they know that the atheists would be able to raise more money than any other national team, and then you'd have all these headlines that say, look, atheists raise all this money for cancer research, and exactly. They don't want the backlash associated with it.
Something that we see a lot is people saying, well, atheists don't give money to charities, atheists don't participate in, you know, social programs and stuff like that, and here's an opportunity where we want to participate, but we're being stopped, which leads to a question is, you know, Are we participating, or are we not participating, or are we being barred from participating?
Right. And I've never heard of any nonprofit organization turning down this much money for a good cause. I mean, it's not like there's any association here that they would be that they should be afraid of being associated with. It's not like it's, for example, like some sort of hate group. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the fact that they're going out of their way to cancel this program only after, you know, it seems like Todd contacted them. And the Foundation Beyond Belief contacted them, just seems ridiculous. Like, you know, and from my point of view, working with nonprofit groups, if someone came up to us and said, we want to give you this much money because we appreciate what you're doing, we've also been hurt by cancer and we want to help, you know, do our part to fix it, you know, even if my organizations were trying to phase out a particular program, I know we would go out of our way to say, you know what, we were going to do that, but this is too good to pass up. We're going to take you up on this. And I just can't imagine that anyone suffering from cancer, anyone who works at the ACS would, except for the one person that we've been in contact with there, would say, no, we're still phasing this out. We don't want your $500,000.
Yeah, that's the part that just blows my mind, is that this is a lot of money. This is a lot of money, and I can't imagine that there's very, very there's very many people out there that wouldn't go, oh, $250,000, that's a drop in the bucket.
Right. It's never a drop in the bucket, and no matter what you're doing, especially for a nonprofit, and if I can jump in and say, you know, with discussions with Todd and with the Foundation for Beyond Belief staff and all the readers at our site, at My Friendly Atheist website, at Greta Christina's website, even on the American Cancer Society's Facebook page, every one of them, I mean, I don't think any one of us is saying that we don't like the ACS or that we don't like Relay for Life. I personally have participated in it like three different times, twice as a student, once as a sponsor. Todd's done it a number of times as well. We like the program. We want to see it succeed. And this is how badly we want to see it succeed. We don't, I mean, unless Todd has different ideas now, I don't think he wanted to take his money elsewhere. He likes the ACS. He likes that program. And he wanted to keep that one going, which is why this kind of hurts a little deeper, because we wanted to work with them so badly, and they just want nothing to do with us.
That's a good question. Todd, what is the way forward from here, now that we're kind of in the midst of this real issue with the American Cancer Society?
The way forward is not going to be with the American Cancer Society. They've made their inequity perfectly clear. So forget them. There's other great charities out there, and we can still make a difference. So I am actively researching and looking at alternative charities, and I very much plan on running a similar program with Foundation Beyond Belief for someone else. And the question is who? So I'm looking at groups, preferably groups that focus on cancer, because it's something near and dear to me. If my father's a survivor, my wife is a survivor. I mean, I fell in love with Relay for Life when I went there, and it's unfortunate we won't work with them. But there's other good groups.
Todd, this is Scott. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to ask you, all they had to do was make a one-line change of code in their website to accommodate, you know, corporate sponsorship. They could even say, well, the threshold is going to be $5,000 or $2,500. They couldn't even do that. So I think at this point, we, the public, the people who support nonprofit organizations, need to sort of force their hand to say, yes, it's a change in our program, or no, it's really a technological problem, to find out, are they being straightforward about this? We really should force them to admit that they have a problem with atheistic organizations, and that, you know, they somehow perceive us as being toxic.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing that really bothers me here, is the lengths to which that this organization will go to not be associated with us, because it's not just Todd's 250 grand that they're turning down. They're essentially saying that we don't want money from the Girl Scouts of America or any of these other groups that have been working with them. They're turning down a lot of money. I mean, are we really so horrible?
Not only are they saying no to us, they're also saying, oh, look, we're going to make an exception for, like, these 16 that we've been working with in the past. So, you know, we're getting rid of all clubs and organizations, except for a handful of chosen ones, you know, except for you guys.
Yeah, that's the part that just blows my mind, is that they're grandfathering it in, but for another potentially $500,000, they're not willing to make an exception for you too?
Well, and what it appears that to go to even the fullest length to kind of cover this up, I was told this week that they actually cut off access to the Relay for Life website, team websites, for one of the youth partner teams.
Wow.
So I assume they did it for the rest as well. So, I mean, it looks like they really are going to eliminate, you know, the Girl Scouts and Demolé and some of these honor societies. It's like bizarre. Like, cut off your nose to spite your face type stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that they say, hey, we're happy to take your money, but we want you to do it anonymously. We don't want any association. It's sort of like, oh, don't worry, I'm happy to sleep with you, but I don't want to be seen in a restaurant next to you. it's really kind of, and if anything else, I think what we're seeing today is we're justifying the existence of the Todd Stiefel Foundation and the Foundation Beyond Belief. This is why we need to organize as atheists and do good specifically under that banner.
And Todd, why don't you take a moment to tell us about the foundation and how people can contact you and your organization in the future?
I definitely want to hear Hemant talk about Foundation Beyond Belief.
Okay.
Because he's more an expert there. As far as my own foundation, it's the Stiefel Free Thought Foundation, and we basically just help other groups in the movement advance and improve. We've got a Facebook page. You can follow along with what we're doing, but we don't take donations. We ask people to give money to other groups in the movement. There's enough groups out there doing great things. I don't want to compete with them. I just want to help them be better.
Yeah, I certainly want to hear about the Foundation Beyond Belief, too. So, Hemant, why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. Foundationbeyondbelief.org is the website. You know, this was one of the ways we just started a project to get volunteers to work with us. Normally, we choose 9 different charities every 3 months, and we say, look, these are secular charities that we think are worthwhile to donate to. We even make an effort to pick a charity that might be headed up by one religious organization that we think is doing good secular work, not proselytizing.
Right.
And we give our members a chance to donate as much as they want to these different charities as a collection of, you know, humanists and atheists. And we think that's a powerful thing to do. We just started doing something called Volunteers Beyond Belief. So maybe we can get some groups on the ground to actually assist with, you know, serving at food kitchens and doing volunteer projects. And this was one of the ways we really wanted to get people going. We thought a lot of people would love to help out the American Cancer Society and build their Relay for Life teams, because a lot of atheists are already doing that. Why not do it as a group and see how much we can raise? And maybe that would even spur other atheists to join in. Apparently, the American Cancer Society didn't want to see that. But if anyone would like to find out more about the foundation or even hopefully become a member, it's foundationbeyondbelief.org.
That's, please do click on it. The people do great work. And guess what? They won't turn down your money either. So, yeah, I definitely want to thank you, gentlemen. This is something that really, really horrified me, just the lengths to which they would go simply to not be seen with us. But I just want to know that at the very least, we happen to be very happy to be seen with you. And contact us immediately in the future if you have everything and anything on the horizon where you need another partner.
Sure. Well,
thank you.
For all your listeners out there, we will be doing another big program, and we'll be deciding soon who we'll be working with. So keep your ears open, and let's show the world we can raise a heck of a lot of money for a great cause.
We will definitely keep people posted about the sort of how this situation evolves and where atheists are going to be spending their time. And I can tell you that Ask an Atheist isn't done with this just after today. I am already in talks with other organizations. I actually spoke to the Quack Watch guy asking what alternative organizations we could support. And we're gonna try, as Ask an Atheist, to put our money where our mouth is and do a little bit of
awesome.
Or rather, I guess our mouth where our mouth is in a way, and try and do some fundraising for these other really worthy causes. Go ahead.
No, I think that's great. I hope readers, you know, continue to let the ACS know on their Facebook page how they feel. I know we're still not done getting all the information in the story, so I'm interested to see how it all plays out. But, you know, I'm just disappointed in the ACS overall, just how they're acting, because that's an organization that I've supported for a long time, and only now do I have to change that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And they can change their mind at any time. So, American Cancer Society, if you're out there, just issue a quick apology. Say, you know what? I'm sorry. I do want to take your free money so that I can help sick people.
But give recognition where it's due.
Yeah, absolutely. I've regularly given to the American Cancer Society, and I was going to continue to do so. I would like to see a mea culpa someday, and I would like to see those doors open back up. But for now, if they don't want us, I'm going to work from that understanding.
I mean, come on, ACS. Even the Vatican can say they're sorry about something.
Jeez, well, they had to set aside an entire year to do it. But.
My mom died of cancer, and my parents both supported the American Cancer Society for years. And if my mom were here today, she would say, to hell with this. Find a more deserving organization that's not going to play this. Well, we're happy to take your money, but we're not going to give you recognition crap.
Yeah. So, Hemant, how are things back in Illinois? Once upon a time, I'm from Palatine, but then I spent a few years, I actually lived in Woodridge for most of the late 90s. So,
no way. Yeah. Not far from where I'm at now.
Yeah. It's how cold is it out there right now?
No, it's a little chilly, but it's pretty nice.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, I want to thank you both.
Yes, thank you both. That was Todd Stiefel of the Todd Stiefel Foundation, a man who is trying to do good and the American Cancer Society won't let him, and Hemant Mehta, who writes for the Friendly Atheist blog on Pathos. Thank you, gentlemen, and we hope to hear more from you in the future.
Thanks so much.
All right, good talking to you. This is Ask an Atheist, 253-584-1480. We're going to go into a break. We're going to keep talking about this and maybe get into some emails in a minute. See you then.
Sigmund Freud said, "The voice of the intellect is a soft one, but it does not rest until it has gained a hearing." Whether you're at a point in life where you are questioning your beliefs, or if you've always been an atheist or agnostic, the Auburn Freethought Society is a place where your own voice of intellect will be heard. You'll interact with like-minded people, engage in intellectual conversation, and share your experiences with others in the Auburn, Washington area. At Auburn Freethought Society, we encourage critical thought and reason. For details, find us on Facebook and on Meetup.com. Auburn Freethought Society. Have real discussion and share real ideas.
Billy! Billy! I am the Queen of England. You must give me your lunch money.
Why?
Because it'll explode.
I don't know.
I'm the Queen of England. I know things.
That makes sense. Here you go. Wait, Billy. Just because an authority says it doesn't make it true. Come to Camp Quest Northwest, where you'll learn critical thinking and science in a fun-filled week-long nature camp.
No!
Camp Quest Northwest can be found at campquestnorthwest.org. Donations and volunteers accepted. The devil is not real.
I'm melting!
Join us after today's show at the Office Bar and Grill in downtown Tacoma. Offering a wide selection of tap and bottled beer, a full bar of your favorite liquor, and a taste bud tantalizing menu, come on down and shoot the breeze with the Ask an Atheist crew. Who can argue with your motives? After all, you're at the office. The Office Bar and Grill is at 813 Pacific Avenue in Tacoma.
If you enjoy the programming we create here on Ask an Atheist, please make a contribution with us. Your sponsorship helps keep our show on the air and improve the quality of our broadcasts. Donors get access to exclusive Ask an Atheist content. Don't make us beg. Please go to askanatheist.tv and contribute today.
Welcome, welcome. This is Ask an Atheist. 253-584-1480. And we're talking about the American Cancer Society and how they don't want you. No, they don't. Or they don't want theists. Or they won't want people who support theists. It's, I don't know what's going on there.
They'll take your money in a dark alley, but they won't take it in broad daylight.
They don't want to let people know that they've taken money from you. And I'm just... This is,
I'm livid. I don't like being treated like a leper, like a third rail, like somebody who you don't want to be seen in public with.
Yeah.
Is it? Are we really so bad, us 16% of Americans, us people who sell best-selling books, who make up a majority of the National Academy of Sciences, are we so bad that you don't want to take our money to help sick people?
I have no idea what's going on there. And like I said before, and this is a point that I really want to make. Christians, especially here in the Tacoma News Tribune, back during one of the earthquakes, somebody wrote an editorial piece saying, "Where are the atheists? Why aren't the atheists supporting these organizations? And why aren't the atheists doing charity? How do you know if we're doing charity or not if you won't let us in the door?"
And then you call us names when we want to be recognized for doing just what you're shaming us for not doing.
And I've already heard the argument already that, well, you guys should be able to do charity without recognition. You should just do the work. And I have two responses for that. One, already there. I have specifically given significant money to the American Cancer Society. I have worked with the Salvation Army, and I didn't make a big deal about my religious beliefs or lack thereof at the time. The other thing is, my other answer, and this is my real answer, you first. Stop using charity as a vector for conversion, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, this isn't a Trojan horse. I am so tired. We saw the same thing happen in Washington, D.C. just a couple years ago, where the Catholic Archdiocese of the District of Columbia basically threatened the city that they would pull up stakes and stop providing social services because the city council was talking about passing same-sex marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
That where is your priority? It's the same thing with – we saw the same thing happen in South America. We got an email about that where they actually did – there was a charity that was giving food to the starving. And they didn't have enough people to distribute this food. So an atheist group came along and said, you know what? We'll help you out. And then, whoa, we don't want to take that help because this totally misses the point of what we're doing. Is the point of what you're doing not to provide aid to people who need it?
Yeah.
Or is it just a Trojan horse for you to push Jesus on people?
And I'm going to look into this, but those of you who might be listening who are of a religious persuasion, if you have no problem with us, with atheist participation in charity events, or charity at all, the point of which is to help people, regardless of whatever they believe, speak up. Let those organizations know that you don't mind that we're there, that you want us there, that you want us participating, and you want us helping. And if you don't want us participating, and if you don't want us helping, what you're doing is not charity. It's not to help people. It's just to make you feel good.
And it's counterproductive to the point of what this should be, which is somebody needs help.
Yeah.
Not somebody like a sucker for your Jesus timeshare scam.
Right.
Somebody really needs help out there, and that should be an end into itself.
Yeah. And for a lot of atheists, it is. I know Tacoma atheists, they participate in the AIDS walk. They've cleaned up parks.
Seattle atheists gift wraps every holiday season to raise money for Seattle Children's Hospital.
Yeah, the charity is occurring. And, maybe we can't lean on tithing like some organizations, but we definitely get the job done. And we care.
I don't think tithing should be counted as charity work.
It's not.
It's not. You're giving money to a church. You're giving the guy with a big building. That's not That's not charity. Give it to the organizations that need it.
We atheists are students, business owners, CEOs, construction workers, state employees, teachers, you name it. We're the same as you are, and we do good work. We donate blood. We build community. So what is it about atheists that makes you not want to take our money? Is it tainted?
Yeah, and talking about possible other charities, we've got Jeff in Tokyo, and he'd like to talk about Kiva and microloan charities. How are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. I've heard of Kiva, and I've worked with some microloan organizations in the past, so why don't you fill us in about what that is?
Well, Kiva.org, I'm not affiliated with the website, but I use it. It's a website that gives small loans to entrepreneurs or farmers, for example, in the developing world who need a little bit of money, for example, to buy seeds or to buy equipment that they need to get their business up and running. And then it's paid back over a course of time. And these are loans that regular banks maybe wouldn't bother with or just wouldn't give to someone like those people.
Yeah.
And it was the inspiration. It was inspired by the Nobel Peace Prize won a few years back by that Bangladeshi man.
Oh, right, right. So, I mean, one of the organizations that I participated with, I'll be honest with you, it was 10 years ago, and the name kind of escapes me, but it was actually to provide sewing machines in India to allow villages to produce clothing for themselves and then to sell on the marketplace in order to do things like build wells and sort of support the community.
Right. It's a great idea. You know, give people a little bit of a helping hand and let them pay you back when they're up and running.
Right.
And Kiva is also a completely secular organization. We're not demanding an atheistic organization at all. We just want the work to be its own reward. We don't want it to be an inroad for somebody to proselytize. And Kiva is not like that, is it?
No. What you can do when you join Kiva is you can dedicate your loans to a team or a group. And the Atheist, Agnostic, Skeptic, Free Thought, Humanist group is the largest group on the Kiva website. Mm-hmm. They have by far the most members and by far the most loans. And running a distant second is the Christian group.
Oh, okay.
So it sounds like there's a gauntlet being dropped right there.
There is. So I always use this as an example of atheists doing some good work and even beating out the Christians in some ways. But it's really undeniable when you see that. So every time I make a loan on Kiva, I credit it to the atheist team.
That's great, and that's one of those things where competition actually is not a bad thing, because no matter who wins that contest, the people in these smaller countries, they win.
The nonprofits win.
Yeah, that's right. So I think it's a really good thing to point out when people give us the "Why don't atheists participate in charity" thing. I wonder why we even need to participate under the banner of atheism. It's like nobody runs gives a charity donation in the name of non-Bigfoot believers.
Yeah. Very, very true. And I have to ask, so how's Tokyo these days?
Tokyo is great. We were not so affected by everything that happened back in March, but you know, the tourism has dropped, and I actually run a business that is related, relying on tourists coming to Japan, and it's been pretty hurt, but
yeah.
I have other sources, so...
Very well. Well, thank you. I'm going to make sure to include a link to Kiva on the show notes for today. And if you could contact us with information about, like, you know, participating as an atheist and stuff like that, I would really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. So now with us is Christy from Kent. And apparently you are a member of the American Cancer Society?
No, I'm not myself. I'm very disappointed with them right now. My mom just last year recovered from cancer, and my aunt is currently in the process of dying from a rare form of metastatic cancer.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing to hear that they're really coming down on us like that. I also wanted to say I think it's a really great thing that you guys are doing with the show. I've been kind of a quiet atheist in my own house for a while, just kind of doing my own thing, listening to podcasts, and I recently got to the point where I'm like, you know, I think it's time to really start getting involved. I've been hearing a lot of call to arms, especially for women atheists, saying that there's not enough of us out there vocal in the movement.
I agree.
Amen to that.
Yeah, I think there could be more of that happening. That's definitely true.
Yeah, so the main reason why I wanted to call is because you guys haven't said yet where you're meeting after the show. I got a lot of free time right now, and I'd like to come down and say hi and see about getting involved.
I'd love to see you there. We are. It was in the commercial break. We are meeting at the office, which is at 9th and Pacific in Tacoma. It's these days, it's our usual get-together place. We're going to be there starting at about 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you've got something
office,
you wanted to add.
The office, yeah. Christy, I wanted to ask you if there's one question you could ask the American Cancer Society right now, if you could talk to the gentleman who wrote the original article, the response, what question would that be?
I guess the biggest thing is, you know, how does my atheism affect my money?
Yes.
You know, how does this make my money any less effective as U.S. currency than anybody else's?
How does it taint you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I still have cells in a body, and yeah, they can be affected by cancer as well. Yeah. I wouldn't want a doctor who, you know, thought that I was less of a person because I'm an atheist, and I certainly don't like to see charity organizations like this saying that.
Absolutely. Cancer doesn't discriminate. I mean, clearly, there's a number of people in our community who've been stricken by cancer. Christopher Hitchens being a...
Absolutely. Christopher Hitchens right now.
Absolutely. And it's a shame that these sorts of differences and that this social stigma can get in the way of somebody just saying, you know what, I'm doing this work, you're willing to help. What's the problem? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah. I mean, how are my hands and my labor any less effective in helping?
Absolutely.
And I mean, they're not clasped in prayer. They're out there helping.
I would
think that would make them more effective.
Doing things, trying to fix the problem. Thank you for your call, Christy, and I'm glad that you're being less of a quiet atheist now. I mean, that honestly, back in 2006, I was that quiet atheist, and now I'm not really quiet anymore, I suppose.
Not anymore.
And this is all right, American Cancer Society, take note. We have now had, in just for two phone calls, we had somebody internationally and somebody nationally know what's going on. You can't pretend, you can't just sweep atheism under the rug. You can't sweep the social movement that is happening right now away. You cannot ignore it. If you really want to get that back, that good feeling that we had about the American Cancer Society, all you need to do is own up to it and apologize. All you need to do is tell us that you'll take the money, you'll let us participate, and you'll let us exist, just like any other organization. We're not asking for special favors. We're asking you to do for us what you've done for everybody else who's given you significant contributions.
Yeah, that we want to be treated the exact same way the Girl Scouts are.
Yeah.
We can't promise you cookies, but we want to help you fight cancer.
I don't know. I don't want to be treated exactly the same way as Girl Scouts are. I look ridiculous in that costume. Just, you know.
I'll just take your word for that.
Okay.
I just want to know, again, for the American Cancer Society, what nonprofit organization in its right mind would turn down a potential $500,000 for want of a single line of code or just changing just a little piece of the program to accommodate that? It pays for itself many times over.
This is what really burns my butt on this one. I didn't get angry about this. Actually, I didn't have an emotional response about this until I read the canned response we got back. And the point is we didn't turn down a $250,000 donation. We turned down a $250,000 matching donation. If that was somehow lesser than just a straight-up donation, because it's not. It's actually greater. You'll notice that that the Atheist Visibility Movement is engaged. We're interested. We want to put ourselves out there. This is about visibility. I guarantee you would have seen every cent of that $250,000, which means a $500,000.
And
donation.
More.
And more. And yeah, it's not like we were going to do donate $250,000 and then stop. You know, that's not how this works, and you know that. I mean, we try to do Relay for Life here with Tacoma Atheists. I mean, the American Cancer Society, for years, has been one of the go-to organizations we've donated money to.
So here's the thing, ACS. Now that you've burned this bridge, you're going to see us raise money for somebody else, somebody who doesn't treat us like lepers, somebody who doesn't treat it like we're this huge social liability for your organization.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's raise even more money and do even more good for somebody who doesn't have a problem being seen with us.
Right. Raise $1,000,000.
Well, we can see what we can do. Like I said during the phone interview, Ask an Atheist is not done with this. We I've already contacted two charity organizations that actually specifically have to do with cancer research and cancer treatment. We're going to raise some money for those organizations as Ask an Atheist. We're going to invite other organizations to participate with us. We're going to, like I said, we're putting not only our mouth, but our money where our mouth is. And we're going to try and show people that this is the kind of stuff we can do. Don't ignore us.
Yeah, this isn't just something that we can exploit for some radio attention. This is for real. Is that, like you said, Sam? People write these letters in the letter to the editor in the newspaper saying things like, "Oh, where are the atheists? Where are the atheists?" Well, we're having the door slammed in our face.
Yeah,
and that's going to change now. We're no longer going to tolerate an organization that isn't willing to tolerate us.
Yeah.
We're going to find somebody who is, and they're going to get our money. Not you.
I would be remiss if we went through this entire episode without talking about the significant charity contribution our friend Scott Leopold here, also known as Bloodfish, because he's given ridiculous amounts of blood. And you Swim for Life. Would you like to talk about that? Or?
Yeah, the Swim for Life is an annual rite of passage, as it were. We swim across Lake Washington every summer to raise money for Puget Sound Blood Center.
Right.
And last year was our 14th swim. We raised $60,000, which means that's 600 new bone marrow registrations that can be done. It's $100.
Wow.
Everyone here knows somebody who either has needed blood or has needed blood products or something related to research, which is what we're raising money for.
Right.
It is all going to a good cause, and that's what I'm all about.
And, you know, I hate to continue to hammer. No, I don't hate to. I'm going to stop lying. I'm going to continue hammering this home. We as atheists, we care about the world around us almost universally. I've met, you know, a couple people, but no, you go to Seattle Atheist Organizations, you go to Tacoma Atheist Organizations, Auburn Freethought Society. It's a room full of people who don't not only want to make sure that atheism out there, but want to participate in the world and improve things for people.
And want to maximize their donations' ability to help people.
And not through prayer, not through positive thinking, not through, you know...
I don't want to have somebody go into a war zone or the aftermath of an earthquake and just hand out Bibles and e-readers. I want people to be helped. I want people with clean water. I want people to be healthy. I want people to live productive, healthy, happy lives. And if there's people out there who have a problem doing that, we want to help them.
And we're not doing that through the secret. We're doing that through dollars.
Yeah,
we're doing that through man hours.
We believe in the here and now. We're not doing it for some reward in the hereafter. We don't believe in the hereafter.
Yeah.
This is the work is its own reward. We're not casting spells. We're rolling up our sleeves and actually helping people.
Absolutely.
That shouldn't be controversial.
And it certainly shouldn't be a negative thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I really don't see why this is controversial.
I really don't. It's baffling to me.
But this is the cultural context in which we're placed. Remember that it wasn't that long ago that the governor of Indiana was freaking out because a billboard that simply said, "Don't believe in a god? You're not alone."
Yeah.
If that's controversial, then being seen with us giving money to help sick people apparently is too.
We have a personal take on this. Is the first time I was involved with Seattle Atheists was when the FFRF left that sign down there, and it became this huge deal. And then the next year, it was I pushed that the sign the next year was going to be by Seattle Atheists, and it was going to say Happy Holidays, Love Seattle Atheists. Yeah. We got something with a little bit more than that, but the message was preserved. It wasn't don't be religious. It was don't celebrate, you know, Christmas. It was enjoy your holiday season, love Seattle Atheists. Yeah. And to be sure, Q13 said, "The atheists and their war on Christmas are at it again."
And they even misspelled atheist.
Oh, yeah. We are the atheist people.
We have the most ath of any group out there. So
We got more ath than you can handle.
So seriously, folks, give us a chance to not be controversial.
Yeah.
It seems like it's almost impossible sometimes.
Sometimes I see this as working myself out of a job. The minute a show about atheism stops being interesting, and because everybody is okay with, not because everybody's atheist, but because everybody's okay with atheists, I will go unto retirement a happy man.
Yep.
So I think that's all the time we've got for today. Thank you very much, Mike.
Hey.
Thank you very much,
you bet.
Scott. Thank you very much, Hemet. Thank you very much, Todd. We will be including links to your organizations on the show notes for this show. Ask an Atheist is a production of NEDM Media. You can leave us a voicemail at 206-420-0997. My name is Sam Olvey. With me today was Mike Gillis and Scott Leopold. Our music is by Chris Coleman. Our call screamer was Darren Garvin. And our production assistant was Rebecca Friedman. We will see you guys at the office, I'm sorry, at 5 o'clock, not 4 o'clock. I got the time wrong because it's 4 o'clock now and we got to do post-show stuff. So we'll see you in about an hour.
Keeping you informed, this is KLAY, Lakewood, Tacoma.